Lock. At least 5 civilians were martyred and 7 others injured in unprovoked Indian shelling on residential areas along the line of control, Lock, on Friday, security sources confirmed. The shelling targeted Hajira, Forward Kahuta, and Quarata areas using heavy artillery, causing civilian casualties and structural damage, they say. Indian forces are using heavy artillery to target civilian populations along the lock, according to security sources. The shelling has prompted a strong and immediate response from the Pakistan Army, it added. According to security sources, Indian troops also raised a white flag near Dharamshal 2 post opposite battle sector after sustained retaliation by the Pakistan Army. Pakistan Army officials emphasized that any aggression along the lock will be met with a swift and effective response. The latest tensions between Pakistan and India. The latest escalation in tensions between India and Pakistan follows the April 22 attack in Pahalgam, Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJK, which resulted in 26 fatalities. India immediately accused Pakistan-based elements of orchestrating the attack, although no evidence was provided. Islamabad has strongly rejected these allegations. In retaliation, India closed the Wagaland border on April 23, suspended the Indus Waters Treaty, and revoked Pakistani visas. Pakistan responded by labeling any disruption to water flow as an act of war and closed the Wagah crossing on its side. The situation escalated further on Wednesday, as reports from various cities in Pakistan, including Muzaffarabad, Kotli, Muridkhe, and Bahawalpur, detailed multiple explosions. Pakistan's military spokesperson, Lieutenant General Ahmed Sharif Chaudhry, confirmed that Indian airstrikes had targeted multiple locations within Pakistan. In response, Pakistan launched swift air and ground operations. Within the first hour of retaliation, Pakistan announced the downing of 5 Indian fighter jets, including 4 Rafale aircraft, which India had recently acquired from France to strengthen its air defenses following the failed Balakot operation in 2019. Pakistan could have shot down 10 Indian fighter jets, Lieutenant Jen Chaudhry said during a press briefing, but Pakistan chose to exercise restraint. Despite the scale of the response, Indian media remained largely silent on the losses. The Hindu, a prominent Indian newspaper, initially reported that 3 Indian jets had been downed but later removed the article, likely under pressure from the Indian government to avoid further embarrassment. An American commentator on CNN stated that the potential loss of Rafale jets would severely damage India's claim to air superiority, which it had built around the induction of these advanced French warplanes.